this weekend, the 27th, is that Saturday? Yeah, Saturday at 10 a.m., Veterans Memorial Park in Wichita will host a brief commemoration on the anniversary of the Korean War Armistice. With us this morning is a gentleman who's going to be the master of ceremonies at that event, and that is veteran Tom Huxtable. Tom, good morning, sir.
Good morning, Steve. How are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you keeping cool? Got the air conditioner going these days?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Couldn't do without that.
These memorials got coming up this weekend. I'm doing a lot of studying about our military, and it seems to me that, of course, World War II, it gets a lot of attention. Vietnam gets a lot of attention. Korea sometimes is almost like a forgotten war, but that was quite a conflict. Went on for a couple of 3 years and quite a few.
Went on for just a little over 3 years, and as a matter of fact, it's been referred to as the Forgotten War. So you were exactly right on that.
Tom, did you serve in that war?
No, I was between Korea and Vietnam.
Okay.
I was in the Marine Corps from 1957 to 1960. And I'm one of the fortunate guys that there was no fighting going on while I was in. And friends of mine that were in Vietnam have convinced me that I'm one of the lucky ones.
Well, what's going to go on Saturday? What exactly is the agenda on that Saturday?
Well, we'll begin with a presentation of the colors and we have buglers and we will say the Pledge of Allegiance and then I will have a brief talk about the Korean War and the armistice. We will have buglers that will play taps, and there will be a presentation of a wreath memorializing the event.
And that's the Veterans Memorial Park. For those who don't know where that is, can you give us an idea where that is? I know where it is, but I've been there a couple of times. But it's right downtown. Tell us where it is.
Well, let's go from Waco and 2nd Street.
Yeah.
If you continue west, at that point, the street actually becomes named Veterans Parkway.
Okay.
And it forces you to turn right. And then as you continue, on your left is Veterans Park. A lot of people are familiar with the flag pavilion and know that there are some things over there in the trees. It's really one of the, we've had people from out of state come through and look at it and say, you know what, outside of Washington, D.C., this is one of the nicest veterans parks they've ever seen.
Well, sir,
we have memorials to different groups and different conflicts. And, that's a little different than a lot of places who have one memorial memorializing everything.
Yeah. We were down there, my son and I, a couple of years ago on Memorial Day. Mm-hmm. He's a veteran now, and seems like it was raining that day. And we just walked around there and saw there's several different things to see down there. And it was quite moving. It's quite a place.
It really is. It's the park department actually takes care of the maintenance of it, and they really do an excellent job. The employees have asked to be able to continue maintaining it themselves, and they make sure that before every major program that we have, they always make sure that the grass is mowed, it's trimmed, that things are picked up. They really do a nice job.
Okay, July 27th, National Korean War Veterans Armistice Day, a national day of recognition to commemorate the more than 35,000 U.S. service members who lost their lives during the Korean War. And we often think about Father Capon, who served in the Korean War as well. And
yes.
That's important to so many of us around here. And, it should be interesting. Starts at 10 o'clock on Saturday morning. It's amazing after all these years, Tom, we still have a border there between North and South Korea, and we still have to stand watch because you never know when that knucklehead in North and North Korea is going to do something stupid.
So. Yeah, that's right. People don't realize that A, it was an undeclared war, and B, at the end of it, there was an armistice, which was a military document, and it was not signed by any nation. And that armistice is still in effect. Mm. So technically, there's still a war going on.
Wow. Well, Tom, hey, thanks for being with us this morning, and I hope you have I know you're going to have, well, good weather as far as no rain is concerned. Kind of be a little toasty out there, but.
It is Kansas, and it's July. What is it we expect?
Right.
I mean, come on.
All right, Tom. Hey, thanks. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you very much, and let me invite everyone to come down.
You bet. Of course, it's free and open to the public, yes.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Tom. Tom Huxtable, the veteran, talking about the Korean Memorial this weekend at 10 o'clock on Saturday morning.
Yeah, it won't be too bad temperature-wise at 10 o'clock in the morning.
10 o'clock, yeah, not too bad yet.
It'll be all right.
All right, coming up, we've got Boeing's takeover of Spirit may end a Bell military contract. That's coming up on the Wichita Business Journal Update with Steve and Ted on KNSS.